Hello and welcome to the latest and greatest edition of Cake Hush Street, the number one podcast dedicated to the death of the Farmhouse Fantasy Football League. Joining me today is Zach. What's shaking, Zach?
Not a whole lot. Just having some trouble with the app. So shout out to Jared as the only other person who can relate. But excited to be on. Always excited to talk to you after I put the beat down on.
Beat down, sure. I covered. That's all that matters.
Win's a win.
It is, except unless seven people change their mind.
Oh, I am all for that. I embrace the chaos.
So a lot happened this week, and I thought maybe rather than me trying to explain it, you could do that, Zach, because I think you're one of the more rational league members. So I was hoping you could maybe explain kind of what happened regarding rule changes and whatnot, if you're okay with it, and if not, who, if anyone, should be blamed for everything that occurred.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's appropriate to give a disclaimer of, you know, I ignore the group chat at all costs and really only respond when somebody directly reaches out to me. But as far as I can tell, it started out with Jarrett being a tyrannical dictator. Comparisons to Kim Jong-un were made. That ruffled Ted, the American hero, Fabry, his feathers. There was about 700 text messages exchanged, and it resulted in me being solicited to vote to see if we could retroactively change Gellner's record, which, you know, I can't resist that. So,
okay, that just to be clear, I had not talked to you before this about what we would talk about or give you any talking points, and that correct. Is not that's. I was hoping you would come up with a reasonable explanation of what happened. That is not it.
Well, I mean, I think what really happened is it turned into a pissing contest over something that was probably relatively innocuous from a voting standpoint, and we are where we are.
Well, I think it's so. Let me try to quickly explain it how I see it, and obviously I'm involved, so I'm biased, or as our Supreme Leader likes to say, there's a conflict of interest, which we'll get to that in a minute. But so essentially, in week four, we're now in week seven. So in week four, we had our first postponement of games due to COVID, right? There was a game, the Titans-Steelers game just got moved to, what, this week seven or week eight or whatever, and they moved a couple other games around, and then the Chiefs-Pats game got moved to Monday, but prior to the game on Sunday, it was unclear, or like heading in, basically like Saturday night, it was unclear if the game was going to get played because if the Patriots or Chiefs had more positive tests, they just cancel the game and move and figure out some way to move it later, right? And so, in that kind of situation, like I follow fantasy analysts on Twitter and different people, and they were talking about how to handle this. And one of the suggestions was allow somebody to designate a backup, you know, someone who's already on their roster, and they say, look, if the like, I'm going to start Patrick Mahomes, but if for whatever reason that game, like, if after Sunday at noon that game gets canceled, then my backup, like in Jacob's case, right, he has Deshaun Watson because he stupidly has way too good of QBs, right? He'd say, like, look, I'm starting Mahomes, but if Mahomes doesn't play, I'm telling you before any games are played that I want Watson to start in his place, and then the commissioner can, after the fact, make that change. And that's a fair – like that's an easy way to handle it. Like, you're not getting any extra advantage. You're not getting any more information. You're saying, look, if they're not playing the game, I'm going to start my backup. If not, I want to start the better player, right? And now normally you would expect the commissioner of a league to, you know, take charge and propose that rule. Unfortunately, he did not. So I texted out the group sometime on Saturday, like, hey, I think we should do this. And then I also said that I think this needs 12 votes because the last time we made an in-season rule change, everyone was up in arms and we had to get 12 votes to have it pass. Which it shouldn't be that hard to get 12 people to vote, but whatever. So that was what I said. I think we quickly got like 8 votes. There were some other people who didn't vote, or supposedly like John and Gellner texted Jarrett separately that they had voted yes. Jacob was responding to the text chain, but never actually voted. And so it just didn't, like, it got to the point where it didn't pass, and it was Sunday, almost noon. And so just the rule didn't pass, so everyone was on their own. And several people, myself, Jacob, maybe other, I know Jacob and I both benched players who would have started on the Patriots or Chiefs, respectively. In Jacob's case, it actually benefited him because Watson scored more points than Mahomes. In my case, I lost 7 points, whatever. I beat Steve. It wasn't a big deal. But at that point, to me, and I think to most of the league members, like, hey, we didn't get it done in time. Now we just have to live with this the rest of the season. Because to change it after it's already impacted some teams would be unfair. Right? Do you think, is that a ridiculous claim?
I guess my problem lies in your, like, strong feelings of having to have a unanimous vote.
So it's like, it's not
from what I hear is we didn't have anybody dissenting, and their apathy or lack of engagement allows this to continue.
So the idea would be that someone is like choosing to abstain to vote, right? Like that happens sometimes in like real, like, you know, parliamentary procedure or in the Senate, whatever, right? Like people can just choose not to vote.
Did you just compare?
No, I'm just
farmhouse fantasy football league rule votings to Senate parliamentary procedure.
No, the Senate's much more petty and ridiculous.
I mean, I don't disagree with that, but I also don't like where this is going.
No. This isn't a bad, like, if someone, like, let's say Jacob's just like, I'm not going to vote because I'm Jacob and that's fun to me. I'll draft multiple kickers and then throw a fit until you take one of them away. So if he told somebody, like, I'm not going to vote, like, if he told Jared, I'm not going to vote, then okay, everyone who did vote voted yes. But you have to actually, like, find out, like, since we're not, like, all in a room together voting, we have to, like, the commissioner's job is to get everyone to vote. Like, for example, when I, this last weekend, when I was trying to get Gellner's win changed to a loss, I talked to every single league member. Some of them voted yes. No one voted no. A couple said they didn't want to vote. But I never talked to Jared. I didn't reach out to him. But I talked to Jacob on the phone. I talked to Mike on the phone. Like, it's not that hard. We're all friends. We have each other's phone numbers. Like, it took me like, I probably spent like 2 hours Saturday night, like, texting and talking to various people.
I'm a little hurt that I didn't get a phone call.
Well, you said yes too quickly, Zach. You got to play hard to get. Jacob and Mike made it a little more hard.
I just wanted to throw in Cochrane caucus. That was the best opportunity.
You immediately said yes to chaos. But anyways, it's so that's at the point we were at that first week, right? So we have, like I said, I think there were 8 votes in the actual group chat, or maybe it was 9, and then there were 2 that Jared said he had elsewhere, although he never told anybody we were at 11 and not 9. Like, he just let everyone think it was 9. I don't really know why. But at that point, as Commissioner, Jared had 2 options to make, right? Three, I guess. One was what he did, which was do nothing. 2 would have been reach out to Jacob and get him to, like, formally say that he's abstaining and let everyone know that it has 11 yeses and 1 abstaining, and therefore it's unanimous. Or three, say, this is ridiculous. This is a very straightforward rule that everyone needs, like that we need for the season, given all the uncertainty around COVID. And so I'm pushing it through. I'm commissioner. I have the ability. Send me your backups. Basically what he did on Thursday, he could have done, you know, 2 weeks earlier, right? Now, I wouldn't have loved him doing that. Like, I don't think anyone in our league should have power like that to go against established precedents. But just like when he did it this time, there's nothing I can do against it. And at least he would be doing something for the right reasons. Right?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you consider this league to be fun?
No.
That comes through. Because, like, it starts out the same each year. Like, the draft is fun, seeing everybody.
So the draft's fun. After that, it gets
talking shit. Week one, everyone is happy. And then, like, usually by, like, week three to week four, it, like, devolves into this. The one bright spot of this year is Brett's team's good. So, like, he's been having some, like, fire emoji or gifts and sayings to throw in the chat. But, like, outside of that, like, I can't say that, like, this is, like, an enjoyable thing, like, that I look forward to doing. And I'm getting the same vibe from you.
Well, I would say that fantasy football is not fun. Like, I don't, it's not. Like, 90% of the people who play will end up losing, right? Like, you know, 11 of the 12 members of our league lose every year. But that, I mean, like, I'm looking at the championship banner I have in my office of the year I won. Like, that is what's worth it. It's about the competition and everyone having the same access to information and the same, you know, ability to make moves and making better moves than other people, or not trading away your best running back and wide receiver for a tight end, you know? And so that, like, it's not fun, but I'm passionate about it. I enjoy it. Like, all in all. Like,
yeah, I mean,
like, the competition and being able to beat people, the years that happens is worth the years it doesn't.
So, first of all, for you to use the term years plural, I won't stand for that. Like, you're a one-time, a one-and-done champ. You're the Trent Dilfer of fantasy football. Champions.
I'm not sure that's fair given the number of times I've had the best record or most points in the regular season. Like, Trent Dilfer was not at the top. I had Trent, several years where I was Trent the fantasy
Dilfer,
MVP.
Trent Dilfer used to have great hair too. Like, it's a moot point. Like, I would say that, like, this is it just devolves every year. And, like, that's the only reason I continue to do it, is, like, to watch the inevitable meltdown of it's always you versus someone each year. And, like, it's just so enjoyable, because then I get to come on this podcast and continue to wind you up. And I just, like, it's really the only thing that keeps me going. If I wasn't in this league, I probably would have offed myself 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, I'm glad we got you through it. But it's not me versus anyone. Like, it's not me versus Jared. Like, I have no power, control. I'm not trying to get, and, like, I don't have any requests. Like, Jared's a terrorist. You don't negotiate with terrorists. I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm going to quit if he doesn't step down or if he doesn't change it back or blah. Like, no, it's his league. We're playing in it. But I do feel like I need to point out the numerous mistakes he's made, because it boggles my mind that nobody else seems to have a problem with it, or at least enough of a problem with it to be vocal about it to him.
Well, I don't think anybody else cares.
But why, like, we've created a situation where seven people vote that I lose every week, I lose every week. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, the rules have to be in place for a reason, because without them, it's just whatever Jared wants to do.
Yeah, but I think you are having a hard time putting yourself, like, in Jared's mentality. I don't think Jared cares about this league as much as you care about it. I think it's just a thing that he does, and he facilitates it because, A, he can needle you while he's doing it. And I know he enjoys doing that. And, like, B, if he didn't do it, nobody else would.
I think you're seriously underestimating the sinister nature of what Jared pulled off.
I mean, if Jared's some sort of evil genius, then he's got me fooled.
So let's keep going, right? So week four, nothing happens. It doesn't really have any outcome. Week five, nobody's really talking about it. I think Brett is continuing to berate Jared and I, saying it needs to happen because, not surprisingly, his best player is a Titan who had lots of cases, conflict of interest maybe, but whatever. But nobody else, I am not aware of anyone other than Brett, including myself, including Jared, including anybody, that felt strongly like we needed to make the rule change. I feel like most people accepted the fact that we didn't get it done when we had the chance, and we'll just, you know, it is what it is. No one was counting the season other than whoever eventually won anyways.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So we go into week five. Again, there was some uncertainty. There was a Tuesday game. There were two Monday games. One of the Monday games and the Tuesday game both were like, hey, if there's a positive test, it's going to get canceled. So again, you know, a lot of people had more people had decisions. And again, like that week I didn't have any, but like Heath benched Jared Allen, who was playing Tuesday, and started Gardner Minshew. Minshew actually scored more points, so it didn't affect him. But Seth benched A.J. Brown, and it cost him a victory. Like, he had 9 more points than each of the 3 receivers he started. He was clearly better than at least 2 of them, and he lost by 8. So there's no way that you can say that he would have – had that game been Sunday instead of Tuesday, he would have won, right? And it gave Gellner a win and put Gellner at 4-1 and in first place at Jared's division. And this is where it gets interesting, because then, again, after that, like, that happened, Seth was – I'd say upset, but it's Seth. Like, he was just apathetic towards it. I wish I could have his apathy towards fantasy football. I'm very jealous of it. I don't mean that as a slight against him. Like, his ability to just go with the flow is amazing. But regardless, so, like, he lost the game. I would have been livid. Like, I would have sent out 100 million text messages to Jarrett saying, like, you fucked this up. Like, I can't believe you did this. You're a terrible commissioner, blah, blah, blah. But whatever. Like, it, you know. It wasn't me, it was Seth. He seemed fine with it. So again, we go another couple days. Like, that was Tuesday. Wednesday, we had the podcast. And Jared mentioned his wording was very interesting, because he said, there's an owner asking me to make an executive decision and force the rule change going forward. And I told him on the podcast, it's there that I didn't, you know, I was against it, but there was nothing I could do, but that I thought he was, you know, doing the wrong thing, because it's now affected outcomes of games and you can't really go back from that. And again, as far as I know, it's only Brett at this point who is still asking for this rule to be changed. So then Thursday, Jarrett sends out a text that he's changing the rule and that it will now, we are now going to have backups. Which was weird, because this week there wasn't as much of a risk. Like, there weren't any – at the time he did it Thursday, there were no, like, games in jeopardy. There was 2 Monday night games, but that was because of the Bills having played on Tuesday, they were going to give them till the next Monday instead of making them play Tuesday and Sunday.
Is that what that happened? I actually didn't know. I just enjoyed watching football at work for the last hour, so –
That's why it was Monday. There wasn't any. I mean, other than the overall risk, like, because I think Friday, like a Falcons like practice squad or something. Like there were a couple other tests, but there were no Sunday at noon. All the games were being played, and there wasn't any concern. So it was weird. Like, why do it? Why do it now, after it's affected an outcome in a week where it doesn't really have any impact? Like nobody, I'm pretty sure nobody even used a backup this week. So that was weird. Then not only that, the way he did it, like I love thinking about how long he spent typing out that text and then how wrong it ended up being, because he said you'd have to let him know before Thursday, which made no sense because that week there was no Thursday game, and it doesn't work if you make it have to be done by Thursday, because then if something happens Friday or Saturday or Sunday, you can't do anything. So that was just wrong. It's the start. You have to identify the backup before their game starts. He just said you have to identify a backup. He didn't say it needs to be someone on your bench. Like, what if I just pick a free agent and say that's my backup? Like, it was just poorly handled from a technical standpoint. But so he does that. And then, you know, I point out the things he did wrong. And then asked him to retroactively apply a loss to Gellner, because A, I love anytime Gellner loses, and B, I do believe it's the right thing to do. The best part, my favorite part is if you look at the medal count, Gellner has a medal for 4 straight wins, and he only has 3 wins because of that change. So yet another record that Gellner has that I'll never get. But regardless, when I suggest that it needs to be retroactively applied to just Seth's game, he claims he has a conflict of interest, and but that he'll do it if 7 people vote for it. Which, I mean, there's 7, everybody who's not Gellner, like Seth's team is so injured, they don't really have a chance of doing much. So everyone should vote for it because it benefits them all. We all have a conflict of interest. But I want to play a little bit of audio from last week's podcast to show just how inconsistent Jared is, if you don't mind, Zach.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had this type of technology.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done some research there.
I feel like I'm about to watch the Zapruder film here.
I want you to listen very carefully to Jarrett. This is from the day before he made the statement that he would not be voting because of a conflict of interest, okay? Just keep that in mind. You ready? Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll hear this.
But I think that you are degrading the integrity of the league by doing this. You are choosing when and how to impact outcome of games. I think I feel better about it if you retroactively accept the win, which would be well within your power, given that it is a clear and undeniable fact.
That'd be one of those things where I'm glad you bring it up, because I wouldn't want to do this without making it retroactive. Because, I mean, I don't know.
Whoa, he wouldn't want to do it without making it retroactive?
Yeah, first of all, like...
That's interesting.
Just a little pro tip for you. Like, when you're trying to make a point, maybe don't play it on 1.5 times speed.
Okay, I can... Let me sorry. That's how I listen to podcasts. I'll play it at 0.8 speed.
I heard it, but like...
No, we're doing it again. It's that important. Because I realized now if somebody is listening to 1.5, that'll be at like 3x.
Right.
Okay, hold on. I had it all queued up.
Season doesn't count, and I wouldn't put it in the record. It's going forward, but it's... what am I going to do, quit? I'm not going to quit. That's stupid. I'm not going to threaten it. Like, I'm a little more mature than that at this point in my life. And I accept the fact that I'm not the commissioner and I can't control what you choose to do, but I think that you are degrading the integrity of the league by doing this. You are choosing when and how to impact outcomes of games. I think I feel better about it if you retroactively get set to win, which would be well within your power, given that it is a clear and undeniable
That'd be one of those things where I'm glad you bring it up, because I wouldn't want to do this without making it retroactive. Because, I mean,
interesting. Again, very interesting that day he says he wouldn't want to do it without making it retroactive. But then the next day claims he won't. And he did that because he's an evil dictator. And he knew that I would do whatever it took to get Seth a win, which I did. And that moved him into first place overall in the league. So he made this rule change the week he did, not because he thought it was the right thing to do. Not because, you know, he does whatever Brett tells him to, although generally he does. It was because he wanted to be in first place. That's our commissioner just violated our league so that he could be in first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get mad at somebody for doing what they always do, right? Like, Jarrett's a schemer when it comes to fantasy football. Like, that's not the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I'm not shocked by it. I'm saying, why would we let him to continue to be our commissioner?
I don't know why he is the commissioner. It doesn't seem like he wants to be the commissioner.
So oddly enough, he's not the commissioner.
Right.
He's the league errand boy. The actual commissioner is my son, Ben. He was voted via unanimous vote several years ago. And immediately his first act as commissioner was to appoint Jared as league errand boy, which gave him the ability to control a Yahoo piece so that Ben didn't have to do it because it's terrible work that nobody wants to do. Now, oddly enough, I've pointed this out to Jared several times and asked him to relinquish control because Ben no longer wants him to be the league errand boy, and he has refused. I've also several times via text, via this podcast everywhere, asked Jared to resign, which would require 7 votes of league members to vote him out, and he has refused to even bring it to a vote. That's the definition of a dictator. I looked this up. Dictators usually resort to force or fraud to gain despotic political power. He's done that. He's using fraud. He was not voted in, which they maintain through the use of intimidation, terror, and the suppression of basic civil liberties, which were our voting rights, which he has suppressed. And they may also employ techniques of mass propaganda in order to sustain their public support, which is Brett texting out, like, congratulations, Jared, you did the right thing. That's all propaganda. He is a dictator. He is a terrorist. You can't negotiate with terrorists. He also, right after he made the rule change, sent out a list of demands for him to relinquish control, which are pretty much impossible to be met. And I don't know why he continues to do what he does. But on the bright side, him doing this has essentially ended the Farmhouse Fantasy Football League, and this is a new Supreme Leader League that will not count towards anything on the historic Farmhouse Fantasy Football League record books. So, I mean, that's what it is. I would hope that he would at least bring forth the vote. You know, if he still has any respect for his job as league errand boy, or, you know, as he thinks of it, commissioner, a league member asking for a vote on whether or not he should continue to be commissioner should be brought forward. But I don't think he'll do it because he's a dictator, and dictators don't react kindly to people trying to get a fair and honest vote going. He'll probably, use some more propaganda against me, try to discredit me, and it is what it is. Like I said, I'm not going to leave the league. I enjoy it, even though it's not fun. But, if he remains commissioner, I can't do anything to stop it. And I don't know, honestly, none of us can, because he's just going to continue to be in power.
I honestly don't know what to say. This is somewhere between the ramblings of a madman and, like, the most brilliant case I've ever heard. Like, I just, I think the root cause here is like you care more than everyone else. Jarrett knows that you care more than anyone else, and he just loves to get you all chained up, and that's what's happening. And I'm here for it.
I'm not all chained up. Like I'm not like up in arms trying to rally people.
You just spent 40 minutes laying out your case as to why Jarrett is a dictator.
Right, but what I'm not making any demands. I'm not expecting anything to change. I just want people.
I mean, let's be honest about what you're doing.
Jared's pissing on our heads and telling us it's raining.
Dude, you're sowing the seeds of discord here. You're at the this is the early stages of a coup.
No, because I wouldn't like. I'm not going to be commissioner ever again.
Also, if Ben is the commissioner and Jarrett is the league errand boy, why can't you just have Ben, who is the unanimously voted commissioner, issue the request for a vote?
Ooh, that one. Well, I mean, he doesn't have a cell phone, so I don't know how he would. If I text it out like Ben wants a vote, the dictator, our supreme leader, is just going to tell us that's not real.
Why don't you just get him?
He'll be like, I want a video of Ben texting it out. And unfortunately, he's not quite good with the letters yet.
Why don't you just have him say it and video it and text it out. Text out the video.
No, because that would just be me telling. I'm not. Ben's not my puppet. He does what he wants. He likes to rule by, you know, not really ruling. Anything I tell Ben to say is just me telling Ben, that's me being the commissioner. I'm not going to do that.
You're hurting my...
Jarrett assumed league errand boy duties. It's his job to bring things to vote and to get the votes, not Ben's. Ben delegated all of his power to Jarrett. He tried to take it back and Jarrett refused. There's nothing else to do. That's the problem with having a 3-year-old as a commissioner.
Point of installing your son as a puppet commissioner if you can't use the puppet to your advantage?
But then I'd be no better than Jared. I'm not a terrorist.
I'm just
go with the flow, Ted. Like I'm just living.
Yeah, the nickname Teddy Flow is accurate, but it's more in response to when you had the old NHL hockey haircut versus your temperament.
I haven't cut my hair in quite so
a while. Dude, the Barry Melrose, I used to love that.
I tried to do it. We had family photos, and I tried to convince Addie to let me do it.
I gotta be honest,
I got all dressed up. I did the hair, and she's like, absolutely.
When we were living together, I felt like I kind of talked you into doing that the first time because I thought it would look ridiculous, and it fucking worked out. It totally – my long con backfired on me.
Well, regardless, I feel like I've made my case as to why Jarrett's a terrible commissioner. Or league errand boy, or whatever you want to call it. It gets a little cloudy, as you pointed out. Regardless, he has the power.
He's the only one that can bring things to a vote.
He's the one who decides what we vote on and what we don't, right? Like, I can propose a rule. If he chooses not to bring it to the floor, I don't know how else to do it.
Just put it in the text chain? I'm confused as to why we're in this, like, super structured environment.
I don't want to be the one... I don't want to be the one who does it because I don't want to be commissioner.
Yeah, I don't want to be commissioner either. I think in the interest of full disclosure, like we're talking about potentially placing a bet on the outcome of our game this last week. And if I lost, I would have to put my name in the hat to be commissioner. I told you that was too high of a stake to be paid.
I figured that out. I figured out what to do about that. So this is my proposal to anyone willing to be commissioner. In Yahoo, you can designate people as co-commissioner, which gives them the ability to make changes like a commissioner would, right? Now, they're not the head commissioner, so they can't, like, remove the commissioner's power, and the commissioner can remove the co-commissioner's power at any time. But I am willing that there's two pieces of the commissioner's job that are really terrible. It is entering in all the draft picks when we don't draft online, which we've had to do twice under Jarrett because he can't handle disasters. A good commissioner would have brought us all together. But B, the other part is setting the schedules up. It's just painful. I've done it. Jarrett and I are the only ones who have ever done it. It really sucks. You have to, like, randomize it because, you know, because we have the two divisions, and so they have to play each other, and then you have to cross, you know, for the 3 weeks we play interdivision. It's just painful, and you have to manually do it all. Whoever is our commissioner can, the day of the draft, add me in Yahoo as a co-commissioner. I will do all that work, and then they can take it away from me. So they're not having to do any of the hard stuff. All they have to do is, you know, get people to vote and decide on where we're going to have the draft. And then when people propose rule changes, which generally only happens at the draft, they need to kind of run the vote. And to the extent that we are voting away from each other, you need to just contact every league member and get them to vote yes, no, or I'm not voting. Those parts of the job are not difficult. And I will do all the hard stuff if someone's willing to do it. I just don't want to do the rest of it. I don't want to do the fun part of being a commissioner because it wasn't fun for me.
I would much rather do the computer part than the listening to people bitch part and, like, having to do that shit.
No, you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen to people bitch. You get to have more control than anybody about where the draft is going to be held. If you're commissioner, you can just say we're doing it in Houston.
I don't care about that. I don't want to have to actually monitor the text chain. Is what my issue with it is.
I will monitor the text chain, and if somebody wants to bring something to a vote, alert you via private message. Well, somebody'll take that offer. It's up for anybody.
I think we need a commissioner that will bring us together. I'd like to not. I actually have a nomination. I think Valerian, like, in his inclusive nature and his kind of puppy dog personality, is the perfect figurehead for this league.
I don't hate that. And I got to say, I'm impressed by Mike because, you know, it was like 8 or 10 years ago, he tried to have a political conversation with me about the West Wing, thinking it was a real presidential debate. And now he seems to know more about the goings on in politics than I do. So I'm very impressed. He's matured a lot. That. I'm proud of him.
I referenced that in the text chain during the last presidential debate, and it got ignored. And I had to go to Butthurt Nation. After that, I thought that was a fire text.
I'm sorry. I don't remember what it was. I don't always monitor. I sometimes mute the group text because it gets a little much, especially because
muted is when we are doing, like, the live draft and, like, in the same city for coordination purposes.
Yeah. Well, regardless, I think, Zach, you could, as a league member, propose to our supreme leader to ask for a vote to replace Jarrett with Mike.
Well, that would ruin my long con of not texting Jarrett back so he thinks that I'm dead. I've essentially faked my own death specifically to Jarrett.
No, but you text it in the group chat. You do it in the group chat, which you've already texted in recently.
I don't know.
So there goes that. I'm just saying, if somebody wanted to do that, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Because, as we've said, I've laid out quite the case that Jarrett is quite possibly the worst commissioner ever. He makes Roger Goodell.
You're like the CIA in Latin America, just like overthrowing governments at your whim.
Look, you got to remember, normally at this point in the fantasy football season, I'm still in it, and I'm constantly doing research on, like, players to add and figuring out what my next move is to better my shot at the playoffs. I'm out of it. Like, I have a lot more free time than I used to. Plus, I no longer have a commute to and from work. I have more time.
I don't understand why your team is so bad. Things that don't matter.
I traded my two best players to Steve for a tight end. I was in a vulnerable state, and Steve took advantage. That's honestly the truth.
You change shit to change shit.
No. It was because I made the trade Tuesday morning. Monday night, James Conner got hurt in the second quarter. Cost me. I tied instead of won the game because of that, and I just wanted them off my team. And so I was making trade proposals to anybody to get him off my team. Steve made a counter, and I just accepted it because I was like, no one's taking me up on this. I'm just going to get him off my team. And at the time, at the time, Hines was looking like this year's Austin Eckler. Like, Steve had just paid $63 for him or whatever on our fab bidding. Like if he had worked out, it wouldn't have been as bad. And I didn't think Tyler Lockett was going to be as good as he was, although he's kind of died down now. The trade, like I said, based on John May's trade calculator, I'm actually.
Well, I mean, the John May trade calculator is the official trade calculator of this league and this podcast. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And so I've won that trade. It cost me one loss and one win, but I actually think I have more points because of it than I would have otherwise to this point. Regardless, it was a terrible trade. But luckily, I cursed Steve's team, and Dak Prescott got hurt, and I cursed Heath's team, and Dalvin Cook got hurt. I tried to curse you, and I'm losing my powers because just had Zeke get two fumbles.
Dick move, by the way. Dick move.
Yeah. Hey, just be glad he didn't get injured. I'm still counting that as my curse working. Just
you
not
just
as
weren't
effective.
You weren't committed. So that's the problem.
I've lost. Oh yeah. Well. It was a little ridiculous of me to ask you to bench him so we could tie. I didn't really have any. It would have been so amazing if you had been up by one and like he fumbled and got injured and got negative one. I was really hoping, like, after he had the second fumble and he was only at like 1 point or something, I was like, oh, if he just gets one more carry and fumbles again and they pull him.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have taken your call.
Oh, I would have drove to Houston and come and seen you. regardless, I've had a lot of good years. There's a randomness to fantasy. You can't be good every year. So this was a good year to have a bad year because it didn't count. And that's the next topic I need to talk to you about is something I need your help as a, this is kind of a commissioner capacity. You're going to be a bet
on that
for me for a second. Because, as you know, I had a bet with Jarrett last year that I lost, and he won naming rights to my farmhouse fantasy football team for 1 year, one season. And then we also made a bet this year that I would not lose the toilet bowl game and come in dead last in the farmhouse fantasy football league this season for naming rights for the next farmhouse fantasy football league season. I've subsequently, after Jarrett changed the rule, changed my name to Resign Jarrett because I want him to resign and he refuses to bring it to a vote despite my numerous requests. He is claiming that I am welching on our bet because I no longer have the favorite tiny penis study name. My argument is that when Jarrett went against the rules of the league and made a change, he effectively ended the Farmhouse Fantasy Football League season in week six, and created a new league that is the Supreme Leader League, and I didn't give him naming rights to that league. Is that a fair argument, or did I welch on a bet? He also subsequently canceled the bet we have for this year, which I maintain I won when he canceled the league and started the new league, because I did not come in last in the Farmhouse Fantasy Football League and lose the toilet bowl game. So I believe I get naming rights to his team next year, although he's saying I don't. So I will fully submit to whatever decision you make, because I think it is questionable.
I would say that the Resign Jarrett team name is more of an act of defiance and a shot at your friend, which I'm always for, than it is the creation of a new league. While I wouldn't go full Welch, you're definitely Welch adjacent. I agree with your reasoning, but I can't say that I disagree with Jarrett's position of controlling your team name. I think that's fair. However, I wouldn't say that either, that the toilet bowl bet is closed, because we're talking about seasons, not leagues, and the season is still going.
Well, no, we're talking about a league with, or a season within a league, because I have four other fantasy football teams I'm in, and that my name is not Favorite Tiny Penis Study.
It would be way cooler if it was.
yes, that would.
But did you just get promoted too? You should put it on your email signature.
No, pussy. Not going to do that. But so that's my argument, is that it was for this season of this league, and this league ended. But if you're saying that, well, you're saying I didn't fully Welch on the bet, you're saying it's pretty close to that.
Yeah, I would say. Back.
But I maintain that Jarrett should have to, if Jarrett doesn't honor the bet that we made, because as bad as I am, right, I'm not going to come in
I
last.
Would consider, I would.
Then he's yeah, Welching on the bet. Although he should get right, 1 week of calling it whatever that, he wants, given what I did. But canceling that, the bet is a full Welch.
I would agree with that. I would say a potential workaround is maybe you put you manipulate your picture and make your political statements there versus the blue letters next to your score.
No, I love my I love my picture too much to change it.
Can't even see it.
Just says you'll never be happy. It's a cross stitch of you'll never be happy. And I actually have one. I'm going to hang it up in my office. Because that's what that – it reminds me that no matter what happens in fantasy football, I'll never be happy. I think that statement, you'll never be happy, sums up fantasy football perfectly. I would say it's
kind of, it sums up life pretty perfectly.
Yes. Well, most Taking Back Sunday
lyrics. Deep in the screamo game.
Okay, my name's back. So it is what it is. I maintain till my death that I did not Welch. You, as bet commissioner, agreed with that, although what I did wasn't right.
I wouldn't say it's either, Welch would be if you kept it through the rest of the year. I would say this is more of an act of defiance, which can be, I guess, repercussions can be, or reparations can be made next year.
Yep.
Yeah, you put me, this is already you put me in this position where I have to defend Jarrett for the last 40 minutes. I don't know. This. It's not.
You've done a terrible job.
It's not usually the position I take.
I still the one thing that bothers me about all this,
it's
and I don't think
thing,
we'll ever
dog.
Know for
it's,
certain.
We're on minute 56 of what's bothered you.
No. No, I was just laying out facts. I wasn't saying everything I said was a fact. This is what
you can lie to me, and you can lie to the listeners, but you can't lie to yourself.
No. Well, okay, whatever. But regardless, fine. Another thing that bothers me is that, like, as much as I love my argument that he did this just so he could end up in first, like, I
don't think Jared thinks that far ahead. Yeah.
I don't think he's smart enough. Yeah. And B, I'm not sure being in first place as a heading into week six is that big of a deal. You still got to win a lot of games. Not to mention that you guys' entire division is 3-3.
That was hilarious.
So it's not like he has a significant lead on anybody. He's only in first because of points. But I don't think that's why he did it. And I can't really figure out why he did it, because I don't think there's an argument to be made that it's the right thing 2 weeks late. Like, it's the wrong. It'd be like if right now you traded Zeke Elliott for, well, that's not a good example. Who's your other running back? If you traded Josh Jacobs for Saquon Barkley before the season started, we would have all said that's an unfair trade for Jacob because Saquon Barkley is way better. If you did it today, it'd be a terrible move, right? Like, there's a, even though making that rule, like, I proposed the rule in the first place. It was a good rule. It was a rule we should have had. But doing it at the wrong time is no better than it being a wrong rule. And so I don't – it didn't seem like there was anyone other than Brett asking to make this change. So did he just do it because he wants to do whatever Brett wants? Like, does Brett have that much control over Jarrett? Which that may be the case. If not, what made him do it? Like, what caused him to say, yeah, I'm going to do it now? Like, if he had 7 or 8 people asking him to change it, you know, if they're like, if you were texting him, even though you don't text him, and was like, man, this, we need this rule changed immediately, or Steve or Heath. But I, like, when I was talking to everybody, most people didn't even seem to understand what was going on. Tyler seemed against making the rule change now. Jacob was against any and all rule changes. Heath didn't know what was going on. Mike didn't really seem to care. I know Jared asked Seth about it beforehand, and Seth just said, do whatever you're going to do. He's like the dude from Big Lebowski. But I don't know that he talked to – I mean, maybe if he talked to literally every other person in the league and they were like, yeah, we need to do this, then I think he had 7 people for it, which would then make sense. Like, if a majority wanted to do it, I could see the logic behind it, but I don't think that's what happened. And so I just don't understand why. If you're saying he did it just to piss me off or like get under my skin, then okay, great. But I don't know why you would want to like throw away.
Well, the year's already gone away. Like, we've already, everybody's agreed on that. I think you do underestimate how fun it is to like set you off on one of these little conspiracy theory witch hunts that you go on. Like, it is, if you're, again, someone who's been the target of it before, it is very fun. It is like super enjoyable.
Yeah, but I don't think he's enjoying it. Like, I don't, like, he'd be texting me or like texting the group about it, and he's not really, like, he changed his name to what, Grape Juice Ted, which I don't, is he saying sour grapes? Like, why would
he's always grapes? Had terrible, terrible
grape juice,
team names.
Grape juice is just, yeah. Grape juice is just,
he's always delicious. Had terrible team names.
What? No, but I don't, like, if you're trying to get at me,
how, like, that's the brilliance.
Maybe that he's getting at me by not getting at me and making me wonder how it's getting at me. Is that, he's not that smart.
For somebody who you claim is not that smart, he's like deep, deep, deep in the dome. So.
Not really, but I mean, sour grapes, Ted, I get it. Although I would argue I'm not pouting. I'm not like that's, if this was like 5 or 6 years ago, I would have been like, okay, I'm dropping all my people unless you undo this right now, and I'm canceling like, I'm just quitting. Now it's just like, whatever. All I did was ask for him to state the rule in a reasonable term that made sense and not talk about Thursday games when there are no Thursday games. But yeah, so, and I mean, the good news is we now have clear and established rules that all it takes is 7 votes to do anything. So that should be fun going forward for the rest of time.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Shouldn't be
nobody in this league hates me. I'm the also Ram.
Okay, next week's episode is going to be why everyone should.
But like, I'm not the tech guy. I'm not the fraternity brother. I'm like the goofy roommate who got invited and just stuck around. Like, there's nothing.
That's why I always wanted a league where, and I think I've talked about this before, where you there were 13 out. People.
Like the
and every
the
year
Simmons
one got voted
league.
Out. But I realized very quickly that I would I'd just be out of it every other year. So I don't want that. Because, everyone would vote me out and I'd get pissed.
But I mean, you're the guy that wants to stand on top of the hill and fight off the hordes as they come in. Like, that's your personality. Like, nothing wrong with it.
Well, and I'm the greatest fantasy football player our league has ever
seen. Didn't Gellner go undefeated?
Yeah, but he also is coming last, and I never have.
Yeah, but he...
So, what's harder to do? Never come in last?
I would say go undefeated.
No, that's just schedule luck. I was looking at it. There's a version of the schedule where I don't
come in last. You just asked me what was harder to do. Undefeated. Like, I could come in last anytime I wanted to by just intentionally playing the lesser player.
Well, no, it's easy to get last. It's hard to never get last.
I don't disagree with that either.
Never getting last.
Get a string of bad. I mean, I got last one year. I will stand by. I did not draft that team, and I was sold a bad bill of goods. I can't remember your friend's name, but like he didn't know shit.
Oh yeah,
about
Grant. Football. Yeah, no.
I got fucked that year, but whatever. It cost me one delicious brisket. So be it.
Look, I have. My highlight of the week against you for my team was that no one got injured in the first two quarters. It waited until the first play of the third quarter for Miles Sanders to go out. Like, literally every week I've lost.
Wouldn't you
want
to? Don't you want to get all the bad luck out
but
in
I'm
one
still,
year?
Yeah, but despite all that, I'm seventh in scoring. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm that good that I can't get last. And I'm the only person in the league that can't get last.
We'll see.
We will see. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see if we do this again. Probably not.
I
bet no one listens
to this. Listening to it. This is definitely.
That's probably not. It's probably too late for that. Because if they're listening to minute 57, then they've already listened. And they can't get that time back. So I apologize. But if you listened on 1.5 speed, it was only like 37 minutes. I can't do math, but. 45? I don't know. Regardless, the Farmhouse League is dead. Hopefully we start back up next year.
Sounds good. Do you feel better that you got it off your chest?
I'll feel better when the dictator is no longer in power. Until then, I have to live in fear of being murdered and stricken from the league.
You can take solace and he can never make you get last place.
You're suggesting he makes me
I'm
get
not
last
suggesting
place.
Anything. I'm just confirming what you just told me a couple minutes ago.
I can never get last place.
Yeah, well,
without
if you're gonna make qualifying
cheating.
Statements, it's not as interesting.
Okay, fair enough. I guess
good job by you,
Ted. Coming last. Thanks to some nefarious means. Good job.